بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I spoke to you yesterday and we said that we need to get our goal and focus right so that we spend this Ramadan in a way which is beneficial for us and it is pleasing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So what should be this goal and what should be the focus? The goal and focus should be what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us is the maqsad, is the reason why He sent and gave us Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyamu, kama kutiba ala ladheena min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it had been prescribed for people before you, so that you may become muttaqoon. This is the goal. The goal and the focus is to become a muttaqi. Now, who is a muttaqi? A muttaqi is a person who has taqwa. What is taqwa? Now, you've heard me saying this many times, but it's worth repeating. If you read any translation, an English translation, taqwa is always translated as fear of Allah. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati. Fear Allah as it is His right to be feared. This is how the translation goes. My submission is that that translation is incorrect. Because taqwa is not fear of Allah. Fear is a negative emotion. Fear produces hatred. You never love anything you fear, right? People fear snakes. Those who love snakes or who like snakes or who have no fear of snakes, who can handle snakes, are people who have no fear of snakes. I am one of them. Similarly, people ask your child who goes to school, if there is a teacher in the school who is intimidating, the child may fear the teacher. But ask the child, do you love the teacher? He'll say, no. Do you obey the teacher? Yes. Why? Because the teacher will punish me. But do you love the teacher? No. Do you look forward to going to that teacher's class? No. If that teacher's class is cancelled, are you happy or are you sad? Oh, we are delighted. Right? So, things which people fear, they hate. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the believers? About us, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ هُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believers are those who not only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, but they love Allah more than they love anyone or anything else. So how do you put these two concepts together? There is the concept of khashyatullah. Khashya, the three words which are used in the Quran actually, one is khashya, one is khawf, and one is taqwa. Shaitan said, Iblis, inni akhafullah, I fear Allah. But that also is a lie, because if he really feared Allah, then he would not have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyway, that's a different issue. The point I'm making here is khashyatullah. لو انزل هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله. If this Quran had been sent on a mountain, the mountain would have humbled itself because of the khashyat of Allah. Allah said, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. Allah said, verily from my slaves, the ones who fear, who have the most khashya, are the ones who are ulama. Meaning, they are the people who know Allah. They are the people who are the true scholars. Doesn't mean that by ulama here is not meant the graduate of some university or something. No. In Islam, it's not the degree, the paper you have from somewhere. That paper has no meaning. What has meaning is the state of your heart. What has meaning is your amal. What has meaning is your tongue. What you speak. How you treat people. How you behave. Not one of the Sahaba was a graduate from any Darul Ulum. There were no Darul Ulums in those days. And every Sahabi's rank is higher than all the ulama of the whole world until the Day of Judgment put together. And that is because of the Sohbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were Sahabi because of the Sohbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is taqwa? Taqwa is a combination of awe and glory and majesty, which is the meaning of khashyah. It's a combination of khashyatullah and hubbullah and the love of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And the believers are those who love Allah more than anyone and anything else. So when you put these two together, when you put khashyatullah and the hub of Allah together, you get this beautiful concept of taqwa. Why is taqwa important? Because every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is for the muttaqun. Not simply for the Muslimun. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book in which there is no doubt, and in it there is hidayah, there is guidance for the muttaqun. Taqwa is the precondition. Without taqwa, there is no guidance. Al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. The success in the akhirah is for the muttaqun. Inna Allah ma'al ladhina hu. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily Allah is with the people of taqwa and the people who do ihsan, even a step higher than that. Now, why is this understanding important? Because to understand this, it's not fear of Allah, it is fear of disobeying or displeasing the one we love the most. There is fear, but it's not fear of Allah. It's fear of displeasing Allah. Why? Not because I fear Him and I want to run away, because there's nowhere to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because I fear to disobey the one I love the most. Whatever happens, he must not be displeased with me. That is where the issue of taqwa comes. Allah must not be displeased with me. Right? So what happens with this? The more we love Allah, the more we fear to displease Him. The higher the taqwa. So the love of Allah is the foundation of taqwa. Because I love Allah, I will ensure that I never do anything which displeases my Rabb, no matter what else happens. In some cases, I might have to say or do something which displeases the people around me, which displeases the people of this world. Because we live in a society which is intrinsically based on disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you stand for the truth, if you stand for integrity, if you stand for kindness, if you stand for courage and confidence and bravery, more than likely you are going to offend people all over the place. But if you have taqwa, you will say, I don't care. I want to please only one. That one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of taqwa. So what must be our focus? Developing taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said, I have sent you this Ramadan so that you may become muttaqi. So let us focus on this and say, how do I become a muttaqi? How do I develop the love of Allah? And how do I develop the awe and majesty and grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart, so that my heart is illuminated with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my life becomes an example and a reflection of the taqwa of Allah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.